Chapter 22. Wells. Wells broke into a sprint as Clark's scream ignited every nerve in his body. It had been difficult following Clark through the woods, especially since he had to keep his distance. She would have been furious if she'd spotted him. But now he was flying over the grass and could barely feel his boots hitting the ground. He had just reached the stained glass window when a second, louder scream filled the air. "Clark!" he yelled, sticking his head through the gap in the broken glass. It was dark inside the ruin, but there was no time to take out his flash beam. Up ahead, he could just make out fingers clinging to a ledge. Wells ducked inside, landing with a thud on a wooden platform, and then slid forward on his stomach. Reaching over the edge to wrap one hand around Clark's wrist while he grabbed onto the stone wall for leverage. "I've got you," he said. But he spoke too soon. One of her hands disappeared, and he was now supporting her entire weight. He could feel himself slipping toward the edge. "Clark!" he screamed again. "Hold on!" With a grunt, he managed to pull himself into a sitting position, then pressed one foot against the wall. His hand was sweating, and he could feel himself losing his grip. "Wells!" she shrieked. Her voice echoed through the cavernous space, making it sound like there were 100 Clarks in peril. He gritted his teeth and pulled, gasping with relief and exhaustion when Clark's other hand regained its hold. "You're almost there. Come on!" She placed her elbows on the wooden platform, and he reached over to grab her upper arm, heaving the rest of her body up over the ledge. They collapsed into a heap against the stone wall. Clark was sobbing as she struggled to catch her breath. "It's okay," Wells said, wrapping his arm around her. "You're okay." He waited for her to recoil from his touch, but instead, she buried herself in his arms. Wells tightened his hold. "What are you doing here?" she asked from inside his embrace, her voice muffled. "I thought, I hoped." "I followed you. I was worried." Wells spoke into her hair. "I could never let anything happen to you, no matter what." He spoke without thinking, but as the words left his lips, he knew that they were true. Even if she kissed someone else, even if she wanted to be with someone else, he would always be there for her. Clark didn't say anything, but she stayed in his arms. Wells held her there, terrified to say anything else, and end this moment too soon, his relief expanding into joy. Maybe he had a chance to win her back. Maybe, here in the ruins of the old world, they could start something new.